Middle Ground Radio with Pastor Nate Gallagher. One of the most important things to everyone everywhere is feeling like you belong where you are. Join Pastor Nate as we look to God's Word to see what we truly are called to be in this brand new series, Belonging.
And so tonight we're going to continue this conversation of belonging. Now, John chapter 17, context real quick, Jesus is praying. But we get a glimpse at what Jesus prays. And he begins by praying for himself. He's recognizing that he's about to fully step into the plans that God has for him. The plans that God had for Jesus was to go to the cross and die on the sins, for the sins of all mankind. And Jesus is approaching that time. And so he's praying for himself as he's about to step into that. Then he prays for the 12 apostles. And he specifically prays for them. And then he finishes his prayer by praying for you and me. For all believers, anybody that would hear the message of Jesus Christ, place faith in him, and have relationship with him, he prays for you and he prays for me. And so it's a really cool portion of scripture getting to look at what Jesus prays. The Bible tells actually in the book of Hebrews that Jesus is constantly praying for you. Did you know that? You know, sometimes you feel like nobody's praying for you. Like, man, nobody cares about me. Nobody's thinking about you. Jesus is praying for you. The Bible says that he ever lives all the time. What he is doing right now is praying for you and praying for me. And this chapter gives us a little glimpse of what he prays for us. But we're only going to look at a small portion of it, what he prays specifically for apostles or people that are following after him. So John 17, beginning in verse 14, it says this: I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Last week we learned you belong here, but tonight we're going to talk about how you don't belong there. Now, Jesus starts by saying that the world hates us. That is not a real belonging word, is it? Being hated is not belonging, correct? Like, if you're hated by somebody, you don't belong there. Jesus is saying very plainly that we do not belong to the world, and because of it, we will stand out in the world. What he's talking about very specifically is the world system. And the world system is people arranging themselves without God and the things of God or against God. That, when you break it down, the world system is arranging itself or prioritizing and striving to do things without God or against God, right? We look at our world and we can see that. You don't have to be a theologian or a Bible scholar to realize that the world's arranging itself without God. Jesus is saying that if you belong to him, the world system will hate you. And the first thing that I want you to know as a follower of Jesus is that you will stand out. And Philippians tells us that there's a reason for this, and it's because our citizenship is in heaven. In other words, we belong to heaven, so we cannot belong to earth. If you belong to heaven, if your citizenship is in heaven, then don't be surprised when the world system, and the people that are following the world system don't like you. And as a result, there are going to be settings and people and situations that you won't fit into. Here's the problem with why so many people don't belong or feel like they don't belong, is because Christians are too often trying to fit in the places you were born to stand out in. Too often Christians, they'd feel like, people don't like me. I don't belong here. I don't know where I fit in the world. Listen, you weren't supposed to fit in there. You weren't supposed to belong there. You weren't supposed to look like everyone else there. You, as a Christian, were born to stand out. So stop wasting your time trying to fit in a place you were destined to stand out. Of course you don't fit in there. Of course you don't belong to that group of people. Of course you feel uncomfortable when you're in that setting. Of course there's things about this thing or this movie or this song that makes you feel weird. You weren't supposed to be comfortable there. As a Christian, you are fundamentally opposed to that. You're supposed to stand out. And as a result, it should feel weird because you're not supposed to fit in there. But so often, Christians are trying to fit into places that they're called to stand out. Jesus said the world's going to hate you. You're not supposed to fit it. You're not supposed to belong there. And I think if we break down the issue of identity, especially among young people, and take it a step farther, especially among Christian young people, is the problem is they're trying to fit in a place they don't belong. You're called to stand out. The Bible says that you're special, that you're different, that you're holy, that you're sanctified, that you're not supposed to be like everyone else. So quit trying to lower yourself and lower your calling to fit in where God called you to stand out. Let's get practical for a second. There are places as a Christian that you don't belong, right? We should just be honest. Like, there are places, if we have claimed to follow Jesus, we should know that there are places that we do not belong. There are people you shouldn't fit in with, so stop trying to fit in with them. That's a reality. There are parties and trends that you should not be a part of. That's a reality. But the problem is, Christians are trying to fit in where they're called to stand out. We need to realize that there are places, just straightforward, you don't belong there. You don't belong there. And I don't mean that to offend you. I mean that to wake you up to recognize that you have a calling that's from heaven. Your citizenship is in heaven. So quit lowering your expectation. Quit lowering your own view of yourself and step into how God views you. You're supposed to stand out. You're not supposed to fit in. You're not supposed to belong there. You don't belong there. Secondly, you're set apart. Not only are you supposed to stand out, you're also supposed to know that you are set apart. Let's look at it again, verse 15. Jesus says, I don't pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. He says, you're going to be hated. So his response is not to hope that we don't get hated. He's like, just get used to it. Like, expect to not belong. Expect to not fit in. He's not trying to diffuse that situation. He says, because this is going to happen, I want you to sanctify them. The idea of sanctification, it has two parts. One, it is to set apart for a specific task. That word sanctification. It's to set apart for a specific task. To put aside for specific use, like your family's Christmas plates or Thanksgiving plates or whatever it might be. Like, you know, I remember growing up, there's like this big china cabinet thing that nobody could have access to. And honestly, I don't think we ever used those plates. Like, my brother could witness, like, I don't know what they were for, but I know it weren't for me. It wasn't for me to eat my lunch on, that's for sure. They were set apart for specific use. And that's the idea. When Jesus says he wants God to sanctify us, the idea is he wants God to set us apart for specific use. There are certain things that you use for one thing that you wouldn't use for a different thing, correct? It's set apart for specific use. Listen, the reason you don't belong to the world is because you've been set apart for something different. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20, it says this, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. He says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, the dishonor, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Hey, he's like, just like when you walk into a house, there's different vessels used for different things, right? There's cups that go for drinking, and then there's forks, and there's knives, and then there's refrigerator. There's all sorts of different things. They all have different purposes. And basically the idea is some are set apart for one thing, and others are set apart for a different thing. And he's saying God has set you apart for a very specific thing. And the idea of sanctification used in that text is that there is a process of setting you apart. That God has set you apart, and there's sort of a process in that being set apart. It's getting rid of the things that don't belong in your life. And so what Jesus is saying is sanctify them, clean them out, set them aside, make sure that they understand that they know that God has a plan for them, and they are set apart for very specific use by God. So this idea of sanctification that he uses is it's to set apart for specific use, but it also carries the idea of supplying what you need for that use. It's being set apart for a specific task, but it's also supplying what you need for that specific task. One is your calling to be set apart. The other is your covering or ability to do what God has called you to do. It's the supply of God's Spirit to be cleansed and to stand out as God wants you to. That's the idea. Jesus says, sanctify them. One part is basically pulling them out, saying you are set apart. And then the other part is giving you the ability to do what God's called you to do. I think the problem with so many of us in our quest to belong is that we're too reliant on our own ability, too reliant on our own efforts and our own charm and our own whatever to be liked or to belong and things like that. And what he wants us to understand is that God has called us, and then also God's going to cover us, or God's going to give us the ability that we need to be the people God wants us to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, it says this. The writer had just finished, the Apostle Paul had just finished talking about all these sins that people are involved in. And some of them are like horrible things. And you're like, oh, I can't believe he even said that in the Bible. And then he says this, chapter 6, verse 11. He says, and such were some of you. He like says all these horrible things, like murderers, adulterers, like all these things. And then that was you guys. And like, whoa, that's offensive. How dare you call me a sinner? How dare you call me something like that? And he goes, such were some of you. But, this is a good but, you were washed. He says, but you were sanctified. But you were justified, listen, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He says, that's who you were, but God has called you out, and by the Spirit of God, he has sanctified you, he has cleansed you, he has made you who you're supposed to be. It wasn't that you called you to be set apart, that God called you to be set apart, and he gave you what you needed to be set apart. Here's what I'm trying to get, and I hope you're following me. You don't belong to the world. God has called you out, and he has set you apart. You're not supposed to fit in because God has a different and specific calling for your life. And so don't settle down by trying to fit in. Realize that you stand out. Realize that you're set apart. But trust God that he's going to give you what you need to do what he's called you to do. It's not up to you to feel like you fit in. It's not up to you to try to be this or to try to go there or do whatever it is. God is going to give you what you need to be who he wants you to be. And if he called you, he will also give you what you need. Listen, we're set apart because God set us apart. And because he did, he'll give us what we need to. You don't belong to the world because you're set apart. And because of it, there are things in your life that don't belong. So how do we do that? Jesus makes it very clear. He says, sanctify them by your truth. And then he sort of clarifies that. He says, your word is truth. How can we live set apart? How can we live sanctified? How can we live and be the people God wants us to be? He says, sanctify them with your truth. And in case you're not sure what that idea of truth is, he says, your word is true. The emphasis is that we need God's word in our life. If we want to be who God wants us to be, and we want to trust that God has us in a place on purpose that he wants us to be in, we need to have God's word in our life. So often we feel like we're floating in the unknown. Like, I don't know where I fit in. I don't know if I belong. I don't know what's going on. It's because we feel like we're alone. It's because we don't have God's word encouraging us and directing us and pointing us into the things that God has for us. He says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. We need God's word in our life. God's word, it encourages us when we're down. It directs us when we're lost. It points us to the things in our lives that need to change, the things that need to go, the things that need to start. He says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. It's God's word that sanctifies us so that we can live set apart. Listen, you stand out and you're set apart. Final point, you're also sent in. You're sent in. Jesus makes it very clear that although we don't belong to the world, we aren't to remove ourselves from the world. You've heard this saying, I'm sure, before, and this is where it comes from. In the world, but not of the world, is the idea. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. Too many weird Christians think that they're supposed to live as far from society and people and the world as possible. You met those people. Like, where did you come from? Like, what rock did you crawl out from underneath? Like, why are you that way? And there's so many Christians that live like that. You're like, oh my, if you never even turn on the TV, like what is happening? And what happens is Christians, they think that because the world is bad and the world system is opposed to God, that they've got to be as far away from that as they possibly can. And there's a whole sweep of that within Christianity. You ever heard of a monk or people that take vows of silence or things like that? They thought that by them being completely alone and completely silent, that they were honoring God. That is absolutely against the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't say, get saved and then hide from the big, scary, evil world. He said, don't get saved, build a bomb shelter, crawl underneath, and never come out. Just wait for heaven. Jesus said, I pray that you would not take them out of the world. He says that, but that you would keep them from the evil one. He wants protection in our life. But then he says, as you sent me into the world, he says, I also have sent them into the world. We're called to live in the world, but not belong to the world. But listen, just because we don't belong to the world doesn't mean we don't have a reason to be in the world. This is an important principle for us to understand. Just because our citizenship is in heaven doesn't mean we're not supposed to live on planet Earth. I think that's important. I don't know why I feel like I'm supposed to say this. But I think that's important for maybe you're a Christian and you're really struggling with depression or anxiety or stress, maybe to the point where you thought about ending your own life. Listen, as a Christian, your citizenship is in heaven, but you're supposed to live on the earth. Why? Because God's got a plan for your life. Because what you've gone through so far isn't the end of it. Just because of the difficulty you face so far doesn't mean that's just it. Your life is going to be terrible. God has a purpose for you. He says, I want you to protect them. I want you to understand that you're going to be hated, that it's going to be hard, but I want you to keep them from the evil one. But he says, just as you've sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world. You have a reason. God put you on planet Earth for a reason. There are people you're supposed to impact. There's things that you're supposed to do. There's lives you're supposed to reach and affect. It's not an accident that you're here. It's not by chance that you're here on planet Earth. Your citizenship is in heaven, but you live on planet Earth. You have a reason. You've been sent into the world by God on a mission, just as Jesus was sent into the world. So what does that look like? What are we sent in to do? Because he makes it very clear. He says, I send you just as I was sent. So what was Jesus sent to do? I want to give you two things. Number one, to serve. Jesus was sent to serve. And if we're sent like Jesus was sent, we're sent to serve. Listen to Mark chapter 10, verse 44 and 45. This is Jesus speaking. He said, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. He says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. He says, I showed up not so that people could serve me, but so that I could serve people. Jesus, and the perfect example of that was when he was with the apostles and he washes the apostles' feet. And it's kind of weird, like, why would he wash his feet? Like, feet are gross. But in their culture, it was something that you would do as an honor for somebody that came into your house. And so Jesus stoops down to the lowest level to wash the apostles' feet. Don't you think the apostles should probably be washing his feet? He's God. He came to be a servant, and you are called to look for opportunity to be a blessing to God and to other people. Our world is filled with people that are doing whatever they can to promote themselves, right? Social media is just self-promotion, which is another problem with why people don't feel like they belong, because we compare our everyday life to other people's edited Instagram post. Like, look how great I am. Look at my vacation. Look at my life. Look how wonderful it is. And what Jesus is saying is, we don't need another self-promoter. We need another servant. We need somebody that's going to say, you take the spotlight. I'm going to work in the shadows. I'm just going to serve God where nobody sees me. I'm just going to be a blessing whenever you come around. I'm just going to love God and love people whenever I can, wherever I can. I'm just going to serve. Jesus said, I send you just as I was sent, and I was sent to serve, so we are sent to serve. Secondly, and we'll close, we're called to save. You are sent as heaven's representative with a message from heaven that can save people's souls. You are, the Bible says, an ambassador from heaven. Now, an ambassador comes to a foreign land that they do not belong to represent another place. An ambassador is someone that comes to a foreign land that they don't belong to represent another place. Now, when we were traveling back from Africa just this past month, we got to JFK, which is the airport in New York, and one of our friends works there in JFK. And he's got like the coolest job in the world. His job is literally to pick up superstars in a Porsche, drive them to their gate so they don't have to go through all the hassle and craziness of JFK and all that stuff. Anyways, there was too many of us to ride in the Porsche. So he got us, but he escorted us from our gate to our next gate. But part of the thing, when you come from another country, you have to go through what's called customs. And basically, they check your passport. They check why you came. And when we got there, there was literally a line of, I'm not exaggerating, probably 500 people. And we get there. He shows up, and he's like, "No, you're with me." We're like, "What?" And he's like, "Come on." We skip the entire line, walk to the front. There's people waiting to go, and he like, goes like this, and he tells us, like, "All right, come on." And one by one, and the guy, no joke, the guy working like the little clerk scanning our passport, he goes, "Hey, those guys are ambassadors from another country. You probably shouldn't cut them off." And he goes, yeah, I know, but they're with me. These dudes were like serious diplomats, ambassadors from another country. They had like the highest priority while they were being welcomed into our country. And this guy goes, "Step aside, sir." And he ushers us into really freedom in America, and it was an amazing thing. Anyways, it was an ambassador, and it was a really big deal, but they were coming from their country to represent their country in our country. Now, I have no idea what they were here for. I don't know what the conversations that they were going to have, but they were sent from their country into ours to represent their country. Listen, that's you. You are, the Bible says, an ambassador from heaven. I'll read it to you as we close. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation." Ready for this? "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." What he says is that we are ambassadors from heaven for God. And he says it is as if God is pleading through us to humanity the message that the world needs to hear. Listen, you are called to be a representation of God with the message that can save people's souls. You're an ambassador. And he says it is as if God is pleading, he is begging with humanity through your life that people need to surrender their life to Jesus Christ. He says, God is, imagine that, God is pleading, he's begging people, "Just stop with that, give up on that, surrender to me, because I've got such better plans for you, I've got such greater purposes for you, I've got so much that you couldn't even think or imagine stored up for you," and God is pleading through your life to other people. You are called, you are sent in to save people with the message that can save. God is pleading through you. So the question is, what we've got to look at is our life, and are we living as ambassadors? Are we living as represent? Are we living sent in? Or are we just kind of, I don't know, we just are here. Now we're just kind of filling up our time, going through the motions, living our life. Or are we going recognizing that, no, I don't belong to planet Earth, but I've got a purpose on planet Earth. I don't belong to this system and in this world, and I belong to heaven. But from heaven, I've been sent with a message that can save humanity. And so I'm going to live as if I've been sent. Listen, you don't belong to this world. You will stand out. And let me encourage somebody and just say, it's okay if people don't like you. It's okay if you don't fit in all the time. What frustrates me so much about the world is that they're so quick to give you your identity. They're so quick to say, oh, you behave like this, so you are that. And so quick, the world just says, locks you in this box. That's who you are. Done with you. What? Since when? Since when can God not do bigger and greater things in the world, little world system box that says you have to look like this and act like this and behave like this? God's got bigger plans than what the world says and looks and acts and thinks that you are. Maybe God has got such big plans for you that the world doesn't even know how to fit you in their little box. Don't spend your life trying to fit into a world that you are created to stand out in.
You've been listening to Middle Ground Radio with Pastor Nate Gallagher. Thank you so much for joining us. We pray that this message has been a blessing to you and your walk with Christ. If you would like to listen to more of Pastor Nate's teachings or just get more info, visit us online at middlegroundradio.com.